And now we want to welcome you back into West Salem Titans Live. Here, my name is Evan Giddings as we are just about set to get underway. Tip-off coming just a couple of seconds away as the starters are being introduced for both teams. For South Salem, we got Jaden Nielsen Skinner playing point guard, Gavin Bauman in the backcourt. On the wing, it'll be Tyler Wadley along with Ryan Brown. And in the forward position, Harrison Brodus. As for West Salem, the starters, the starting five for tonight, Jordan Lynn and Zach Robertson along with Josh Bailey will play in the backcourt. Kyle Greeley on the wing and Jared Oliver in the post. As both teams have taken the court, South Salem in their way, Columbia Blue along with Scarlet uniforms. And West Salem in their all white with the Titans across the chest in green, lettered in the numbers in the front and the back. So Jordan Lynn prepares to take midcourt for the tip. He'll be faced off against Ryan Brown for South Salem as we are nearly underway. South Salem 6-4 in the GVC. West Salem at 8-2, looking to stay atop the Greater Valley Conference. Referee's in the middle, preparing for the tip. Ball is up. The tip goes to West Salem. Lynn wins it as Robertson recovers it back in the backcourt. A handoff right there to Josh Bailey. And we are underway. Guarded at the top right there by Tyler Wadley. Tries to dump it inside. Was looking for Greeley, who apparently did not see the pass coming. And so Bailey just throws that one down on the left side of the baseline. Out of bounds. It's the first turnover to start the first offensive possession. West Salem showing that full court press. Two men in the front court. Bailey and Greeley with the remaining three in the back. They'll front that 2-3 zone they love to use so much. It was very effective last week against McMinnville, holding them in just 62 points. South Salem not a high-scoring team itself, just 61 points per game. As at the top of the key now is Skinner. Comes right, pass up to the top of the key, swings it over to Wadley in the left wing. Now back as they'll just simply look for an opening here, this 2-3 zone trying to expand as Wadley jumps in. Three-point shot taken on the right wing by Skinner. Too long, though. Rebound taken right there after a tip by Robertson for West Salem, and they'll look to push. Swing to the left side, Bailey skip pass right there to Lynn. Goes inside Robertson, right side of the key. Bank shot is up and it's good, and a foul. Nice start right there for Zach Robertson, who had 12 points last week. Second on the team behind Kyle Greeley's 30. So after a turnover, able to put the pressure on the defense right there, the Saxons, who have allowed 64 points per game. West Salem upwards of around 68, fourth in the GVC. Robertson to the line. His free throw attempt is good. So the first points of the evening are on the board. 1 minute in, and it's 3-0 right here, West Salem. As now South will come the other way. Much more methodical, patient offense. Much like we saw last Friday, McMinnville trying to slow things up, looking to find an opening to pick things apart in this zone as they now drive it inside. Dish it back out to Wadley over in the left wing. Goes into the corner. Passes it baseline and now kicked it back out. Deep three taken by Wadley, and that one is too long. Defensive rebound taken by Lynn for West Salem. Pushes it up the court to Robinson to the right side as they move right to left. As now they'll back things out and reset. Top of the key, Lynn. Working on a defender. Drives inside, kicks it back out. Left wing, Bailey. The three-pointer is off left rim. Rebound taken by South, but a foul over the back. Looks like that's going to go against the Titans. First personal right there for Zach Robinson. First team foul as well. First foul of the evening. So South Salem riding a 5-game winning streak coming into this one. West Salem looking to get to 5 for the second time this season is now driving inside as Bauman jump shot from 14, no good. Defensive rebound right there to Robertson as they'll give it to Greeley, moving right to left again. He'll drive in with the left hand, pop and stop at the foul line, kick it back out to Bailey, gets a screen from Greeley, now swings left. Pass to Robertson as he gives it the top of the key to Lynn, driving on a defender. Back out to Oliver, who goes inside with the left hand. He's trying to move the ball around as now they'll kick it back out to Bailey. He goes to the right baseline to Lynn. Spin move inside, jump shot off the glass. That one's good. Jordan Lynn loves to work inside, just a couple games removed from his career high of 32. Also added 9 rebounds in that contest as well in the 110-77 route at McKay. It is now the Saxons on the offensive side. Skinner with it. Just a couple feet inside the timeline. Goes to the foul line at the high post. Driving inside right there is Bauman. Now kicks it back out right wing. Harrison Brodus out on the right wing. As now the give was right there to Bauman. He drives inside with the left hand. Foul is going to be on the floor. Second team foul going up against West Salem. And the first personal right there to Josh Bailey. So Ryan Brown for the Saxons on the inbound. Gets into the right corner to Skinner. Will bring it back out to the top of the key. Goes inside to the foul line to Bowman. Covered by two defenders right there for West Salem. Applying that 2-3 zone. Double teams at all time is now Wauman drives in. Kicks it out to Skinner. Comes across the lane and will just back his way out looking to attack again. Right-handed pass. Off the foot there of Bailey. A kick ball. So we'll go out of bounds. First substitution into the game for South Salem. In for Harrison Brodus. It is going to be Colin Vogt off the bench. Has played in all 17 games as the first pass goes inside. Now touch pass inside to Ryan Brown. Misses the layup with the left hand. Defensive rebound to Lynn. Had a wide open bucket off the pass from Bowman. Could not get it to go. As the other way, trapped in the corner, there's Greeley. He turns that over. Coming the other way is Bowman with the right hand, driving in the lane. Sticks it back out. Inside with the left hand. Now tries a cross-court pass. Nice give by Wadley. As now he gets it back down to the baseline, back out to Skinner, top of the key, beyond the three-point arc, and that one is good. Skinner on the season shooting 33% from downtown after missing his first, gets that one to go. Is now West Salem the other way. Offensively gets it inside to Oliver. Up and that one is missed. Offensive rebound to Greeley, tries to go back up again. Cannot get the bucket, but is fouled. Nice job right there to stick with that one. Oliver looked like he had a wide open bucket as well. Being defended right there by Brown as the foul goes against South. First team foul. First personal on Colin Vogt, who just came in off the bench. As the first free throw attempt is good right there for Greeley. Had a total of 12 free throw attempts in his last game. Certainly contributed to his 30 points. As he was able to knock down 10 of them. Goes 2-for-2 from the line right here as West Salem, with 3:48 left to go in this first period, has a 7-3 lead. So that early four-point advantage. Both teams not really doing much on offense so far. It's been a bit of a defensive battle. The only bucket made by South Salem was that three-pointer by Skinner, as now he gives to the right wing. Wadley from three, and that one is good. Their top scorer so far this season, along from three-point range, that's his 41st triple of the year. And draws South within 1-7-6. Now Lynn to the right wing on the offensive side. Drops it down low to the baseline for Greeley. Gives it back out to him. Now Robertson gets into the cutting lane. Tries to force a pass inside to Oliver, who is on the right mid post. Couldn't handle the pass. It's out of bounds and a turnover to West. Substitution into the game. Tyke Thompson, that sixth man coming in off the bench. In for Jared Oliver. Is now pushing the other way is Skinner. Drives into the lane. Kicks it back out right there to Brown. Goes to the left wing to Skinner into the corner, as that's Vogt who kicks it back out, and South Salem will reset the offense. Skinner pump fake just inside the half court line for 3-point range. He's certainly got that distance on him, as now he'll pump fake another one from the top of the key, looking inside to the foul line. Pump fake again by Bauman. Jump shot blocked away by Greeley, and now Greeley tries to come away and go the other way and is taken away by Bauman. Now Skinner off the left wing, step back, three-point attempt. Fakes, though, as now gets another pass right back to him. Gets it out to the right wing to Vogt. Goes with the left hand just inside the three-point line. Takes that jump shot wide open, knocks it down. They now have a one-point advantage, 8-7 here with 2:10 to go here in this first period. Driving is Robertson to the left corner for Tyke Thompson. Nothing but the bottom right there as Thompson knocks it home. Off the bench, his first shot is good from three. Is West Salem coming the other way? And I believe that was Skinner that pulled up from deep range, giving him no time to set the defense. His second triple right back at him as West Salem comes the other way. Thompson with it, dumps it inside to Lind on the left block. Turnaround jump shot, 5 feet away, cannot get that one to go. Rebound right there to Bowman, driving for South. And Bailey's going to try and poke that one away. Instead, gets called for the foul at around the midcourt. The Saxons working left to right. Is now coming in off the bench for West. And it's going to be Bryson Splonsky along with Zach Bolgen. To the bench will be Bailey along with Robertson for the Titans as the Saxons get the inbound. 11-10. Nice bounce pass through the legs of Thompson into the post right there to Bowman, who gets a turnaround jump shot from 8 feet. That one is good. Assist right there to Skinner. 37th of the season is now outside. Thompson moves to the right wing. Backs himself out, being guarded by Vogt. Into the corner there for Lynn. Double team comes. Thompson with a fake off the pass. Floater in the lane. And that one gets a nice bounce. Shooter's touch right there from Tyke Thompson, who lofted that one up from about 8 feet away inside the paint. Is able to get that one to go to get his team back on top here. 12-13 for South is now the other way. Deep three-pointer taken by, I believe that was Wadley. In and out, though. Rebound coming here for West. 39 seconds left. Will look to be aggressive. Thompson at the top of the key. Being defended by Vogt. Drives left hard. Jump shot from 19 feet. No good. Off the front rim. Rebound to Wadley. As they'll slow things up. Quite possibly we'll be looking for the last attempt. 20 seconds to go. 13-12. South Salem over West here early on. They played extremely well on both sides. Have been able to attack this zone and slow things down. As Skinner will now take a deep three, 4 feet from beyond the arc, and he knocks it down. Jordan Skinner, three threes here in the first quarter. As Thompson the other way on the left wing just hoists from three, no good as the buzzer blows. But it's early 4-point advantage here for South Salem, 16-12. As we'll be right back with the second quarter action here on the West Salem Titans Live. My name is Evan Giddings. Don't go anywhere.